91X News.
It's 1 degree and cloudy at 1 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Brendan Burke. Belleville City Council will meet this afternoon to discuss a location for the recently okayed casino. Officials from the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation and Great Canadian Gaming hope to finalize the long-awaited casino deal through presentations made to City Council. While not confirmed, the casino is expected to be built on Bell Boulevard, with doors slated to open next year. City Council meets at 5 p.m. at City Hall. Quinte West OPP have laid charges following an explosion in Trenton on January 11th. Officers responded to calls that an apartment was engulfed in flames following a blast from a basement. A man was taken to hospital as a result and was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. As a result of a police investigation, a 23-year-old Trenton man and a 21-year-old Mesmeliersburg man were both charged. Charges include arson, damage to property, disregard for human life, and production of a Schedule II substance, in this case, marijuana. Both are due to appear in an Ontario Court of Justice on February 25th. Belleville police charged a 46-year-old city man over the weekend after reports of a reckless driver. After being pulled over by police near North Park Street and Bell Boulevard, the driver slowed, showed signs of alcohol consumption, and failed a roadside sobriety test. The Belleville man was charged with operating a motor vehicle over 80 milligrams. He was released on conditions that he would appear in Belleville's provincial court on February 11th. His license is suspended and his car impounded for 90 days. Saskatchewan Premier Brad Wall visited the community of La Loche yesterday in the wake of Friday's school shooting that left 4 dead and 7 others injured. Wall offered support to the still reeling community.
I don't know what words there are, that if they exist even, to possibly describe how you feel, how devastated the community is, and how the province feels.
The suspected shooter, a 17-year-old boy, remains in police custody and faces several first-degree murder charges. Following last week's cuts to Post Media, Rogers has told its employees that the company's workforce will be reduced by 4%, affecting 200 jobs in television, radio, and publishing and administration. The company says the cuts are part of an efficiency efforts at Rogers Communications. Cuts are expected to occur in February. Travelers stranded by the U.S. East Coast snowstorm hope they may finally be able to get out today. Ryan Burrows reports.
Chicago's O'Hare Airport became a hotel for many travelers stranded over the weekend.
My flight will arrive at New York 9:20 p.m. tomorrow.
The good news is, while it could take days for travel to return to normal, flights are returning to cities like Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia. Here in Chicago, only 83 flights are canceled Monday at O'Hare, 9 at Chicago's Midway Airport. People are still waiting, though.
You know, it's almost over now, thankfully.
Over the weekend, there were hundreds of cancellations. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
Well, as the House of Commons resumes today, the new Liberal government says it's looking for ways to speed up the spending of old conservative infrastructure funds as Parliament returns to work. The majority government of Justin Trudeau gets down to business this week with a dozen of competing priorities and a gloomy economic outlook. In local hockey action, the Wellington Dukes fell to the Whitby Fury 5-2 on Sunday. The Dukes look to move forward and improve on their solid 7-2-1 record this month when they face the Newmarket Hurricanes Friday. The Trenton Golden Hawks are also in action Friday when they visit Markham. Members of the Quinte Blades Speed Skating Club gave strong performances at the Special Olympics event held in Milton over the weekend. Diane Roebuck finished first in all four of her races, while Adam James finished first as well. Kaya Freeland also earned gold. Well, it's Peyton Manning facing Cam Newton in Super Bowl 50 next month in Santa Clara, California. Manning and Denver's defense combined to lead the Broncos to a 2018 win over New England Patriots in yesterday's AFC Championship. Newton threw for two touchdowns and ran for two others as the Carolina Panthers hammered the Arizona Cardinals 49-15 in the NFC title game. And for your weather today, cloudy, becoming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, high of zero. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30% chance of showers overnight, temperature rising to plus 3 in the morning. At 105, it is 1 degrees. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Brendan Burke. News on 91X next at 2 o'clock.